Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Hope everyone is having a nice, lovely evening. And everybody's not getting too much rain on. With that being said, I'm sure we do have some announcements for upcoming events or something this weekend that people will want to go out and get out the way. I would actually start off by saying that as far as the people that's over in the Texas area, we're doing a Harley Davidson explosion this weekend, which the Harley bikes will take on the American Jet bike. So if anybody's over in that area there, tell you to stop by, and we will be doing grudging at the end of the event, which will start around maybe 9, 10, just depending on what time the class and stuff over with, and we will try to run late into the night. Definitely would like to see some guys come kind of battle out over there. I see the line lit up when I made that announcement, so we're going to go on and open up some calls. First of all, before I do that, I want to open up a line for the people that's on listening now that we would definitely have a special guest on tonight. So with that being said, we're going to open up this line. For many of you that know, I would like to introduce you to Dr. Gas. Dr. Gas, your line is open, guy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just anxious to see what's going on here.
All right. Well, we got you queued in or whatever, so if you feel any time you need to speak or whatever, just feel free to speak into your line. Now, I'll keep your mic open for you. Well, I'm going to go on and open up some more lines here and go on and get the show started.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. We got 0311. Your line is open.
That's us. That's us. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
I can't call it. We're just gonna sit back and see what they got going on. What's new?
Oh,
I'm waiting on. Let me know when Michael Phillips get on there.
All right. Okay. We got 7569. Your line is open. 7569. Your line is open.
Oh, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Tony?
Hey, nah, man. I'm just listening to see what's going on. They start making noise, I'm interrupting.
All right. Well, we got the man on tonight, so I'm sure it's probably going to be kind of quiet out here tonight, but we shall see.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, a big rain coming up.
Yeah, I heard that. We got 4521.
What big rain's coming up,
Chris?
What's
going on?
Yeah, you know, I got to announce an event Saturday. We're like going to be a turnout with good weather and shit like that. Like I said last week, it's going to be a concert with Amigos and shit like that. Then, you know, we got the car race and the bike race. Like I said on Facebook, that the track going to be put up to the 8 miles. And then y'all know we also got the I'm barbecuing for all the blood bike races and shit like that. And I talked to Shine and Ryan, Ryan and Shawty, and they said they was going to be serving food at the event, so that's about it right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to serve some food.
Yeah, we're going to serve some food.
You better not eat it. Hey, hey, Jeremiah, it took you all week to take that shit, didn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? That was kind of cool, kids. Now, that's about the smartest thing you said. Need some motherfucker.
Oh, and goddamn, and goddamn, it won't be an 80% goddamn chance. Well, at least an 80% chance of Ryan Moorfield and shit, so I ain't get to test my bike, man, so it ain't gonna goddamn be a Saturday.
Test it Friday
okay.
night, man.
Say what now?
Test it Friday night in Montgomery.
Nah, this is in North Carolina. I didn't got that shit. I didn't came to Alabama now. There ain't no shit like all that right there. But, so.
Oh, hell, Frank, we're looking forward to getting on your ass.
Yeah, I got to hit him on, or you got to know him. I got to hit him up and tell him that my bike wasn't going to be there and shit.
He probably on here.
Hey, I told y'all I wouldn't have needed to go in kids on, Ray, because it wasn't going to be about nothing. His bike ain't there.
Man, you crazy here. Everybody coming to that race,
right,
man.
We're supposed to run Brian now, man.
Everybody coming to that race, man. Probably everybody but y'all. Even CC said he come to stand outside the gate on top of his truck and see what's going on.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, man, I think you're
going to
come
because he
still
ain't
going to
do no races.
Ryan, you ain't got some long old goddamn speakerphone that week, do you?
Hey, man, I don't want to talk about this till Michael Phillips get on here. I want to know about Michael to get on here.
All right, look, we got two more callers. We got 0676, your line is open, and we got a 111 number. Your line is open, too.
I caught the ass end of that last week.
Yeah, boy, that shit was funny.
Hey, Ryan and Shawty.
Yeah.
Hey, it's got damn three big goddamn events this weekend. Where the hell y'all going?
Look at him.
Chris for his time because everybody hung up the phone. And then your buddy Shawty told me he was going to come in there and bring them with the hot shot or something. He said he had to come down there and bring these.
Tranquilizer gun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Can't wait till Ryan get back on his phone.
Oh man,
let me tell you something. You don't have some of them motherfuckers like I had that motherfucking bag.
All right.
I see, you be trying to goddamn talk about everybody else. Could you be getting your ass did it now, dude?
What you mean? Here,
man, you come on here try to goddamn take it out on us.
Man, you just talk to kids off. Guys, you just talk to your boy Mike up, man. Let me get Mike.
Yep.
Mike,
you're
out. Uh-oh.
Yo.
Hey,
Mike.
Yo, what's up, man?
Man, goddamn. Oh, man,
hey,
goddamn.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to have to move down there with you now, goddamn. I'm in the dog. I'm in the dog house, man. Mosquitoes eating my ass up down in the
car. You ain't got your phone on speaker tonight, huh?
No.
Man, that motherfucker works.
Hey, huh? That right there.
I'm in the dog house,
Hold on, Mike, before you say anything. Now, Ryan, do that woman have his phone number? Do this woman have his radio phone number?
You might want
to shut that off.
Hey, Dr. Gale.
Yeah. She don't Google it.
Hey, man, you that Google, right?
I ain't gonna say nothing though, but man, goddamn, I leave home for that. Hey, man, he did leave home. I told you, see, I had some more of her friends down there at the hotel. Y'all ran it off. No, we didn't. Y'all left her. Y'all leave. You remember, y'all was, everybody was leaving. I went on, got me some of y'all having eight. But look, she had a couple more of her friends, them.
Over there at the hotel, that was bad than a motherfucker. And listen,
yeah, I guess it was bad. My partner, Dip,
you know, he was with his old lady, and Shawty was at home. Over had everything on lock. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I had to go back to the room, and we had a big old suite down there.
And I tell you what, I laid
in the middle of a two of them. And the other one was all around there. When I get up out of bed, I was tripping on my head, baby. God damn. I needed some help.
I wish I know you need some help.
I'm telling you, I did. Boy, look, I needed some help like a monster. We went down to Classic Soul. We left Classic Soul. And look, I took them down to the strip club. And I was ready to get out of work and come where we were going.
Man, I wish I would have known. Lord,
yeah,
I told him, I told him, a bunch of bad motherfuckers with her. Well, if they were bad to her, then goddamn, I'll come down there tomorrow. Look, they down there closer to Alabama, over there by my other house, by Starfield.
Yeah, see, they're down there by my other house. You know,
man,
I had a club down there. I had a club down there, and the boy used to come out to the club. You know what I'm saying?
And I
met that bad motherfucker up in that motherfucker, boy.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm finna tell you one damn thing. If I don't say nothing else, that was one bad motherfucker.
I saw you drooling. Like me, I looked back behind you a little bit further. Your other partner was drooling. And
Wolfman, his beard, you know, he's younger than I am, his beard turned great.
Like she had a solid in his head or something.
I'm sorry I got you last week. Hey, Dr. Gale, still on here? Yeah, I'm still on. Hey, man, didn't I talk to you a few months, the other week?
Yeah.
Man, how you gonna be a guest on this show, man? You ain't no big dog, man. Why y'all see you stressing?
Oh, shit. You gotta be a big dog to be a guest on this show, man.
Evidently, I am one. I mean, I'm over here.
Oh, man. Well, wait till I see you at the track, then.
Let me see what you're gonna do with that bike. I'm gonna try to come up there on the 19th to the rock.
I'm gonna be there to that night race.
Yeah. I asked you for a raise that P-Munt, man.
My bike wasn't right. You want me to give you my money?
You sound like Ryan and Shawty.
No, he don't sound like that. He don't sound like that. Ride that rock right, man, at night. Why is he talking about 2 in the morning? 2 or 3 in the morning.
Shit, 2 in the morning, I'm in a fuck up my high.
Shit.
Yep, I'll be high all while I'm out there.
But that, yeah, I'm afraid so. And the girl that gave me some ignorant bouncer, so you got to be high to deal with them.
Hey,
Ryan.
I'm just being honest, dog.
Hey, Ryan.
Yo,
it's true. Hey, man, when y'all come back out this little ass shit, man?
God damn.
Hey, when we do come out, just get everything on race.
Man, you crazy as hell, man.
I ain't gonna even talk about it.
Say what?
You'll be waiting for Elle to kill, though.
I'm gonna be waiting on them for Elle.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I seen the goddamn post now.
Hold on. Who is that kid's gonna be waiting for Elle? Well, what was the thing we know you watching us? That's good.
Say what now? Hey, Ryan, talk a little government race somebody out of Saturday, man.
Huh?
I said, tell them about government race somebody out of Saturday. Don't y'all got a hand clear bike or some shit?
Yeah, we got a hand clear bike. 2 days street bike.
Well, shit.
This was just a regular 14. You got a hand clear bike?
Oh, yeah, shit. Hell no, I don't, but shit, I'm sure it's going to be something there.
Well, what is he asking that for? What is he asking that question for? Oh, so you want us to bring the hand clear bike to Montgomery?
Nah, y'all out with if it's a hand clear, y'all out with that
stay
home.
If
it's a hand clear bike, y'all out with staying home running on the street, man. Don't need to waste all that gas, man.
What do you mean?
It's
a street bike. But what did he ask that question for? What was the moral of him asking that question? Did we have a street bike? I thought he had one. Did we have a street bike?
I asked y'all this. I told y'all to bring your ass to the track and race on, man. I ain't asked y'all did. Y'all said y'all had a street bike. Everybody gonna wait on y'all to come back out with y'all other bike, man. Cause I want to see y'all got there for real. All jokes aside, cause
well, I know.
when it wasn't running right. That's when they were drawing. But when it's right, they never drew on that motherfucker.
We the motherfuckers were right. That's what every time
thank
I saw that damn
thank
thing.
Thank you. Keyshawn Dennis, because you've been in this drug game for a long time.
So you say if you got a man, if you got a man head up, if you got a man head of race, and you beat him, do you have to give him that same race back?
Yeah.
Okay.
How the fuck you don't, man?
Yes, that'll be the logical thing to do.
Exactly.
Because you know, other words, you know what I'm saying? The man might have had problems, anything.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Hey.
You know, and then if I find my duck, and I feel like I can beat it, I'm going to keep beating him until I get tired or he get tired.
You don't need, the question was, do you get a man a race back? If a motherfucker win a race, man, he ain't never got to race that motherfucker again in his life.
All right,
guys, look, let me put it in this real quick. We got the guy on here. I think he was a rigging this portion, too. Your line is open.
So, Forte, you think because I ran you over in the eighth, I'm automatically obligated to run you over in the eighth again?
Damn. Okay, let's get this right. You beat me. You didn't run me over. Okay.
Did I win?
I told you. You just beat me.
Okay.
The common sense.
Did we negotiate running back in the eighth at that rate?
Yes.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Why we didn't run it that night if we negotiated it?
Because I hurt my transmission is the reason why.
We hurt your pockets. That's what happened.
And I want to give you.
That's the only reason you run it back because your pockets
okay,
is hurt.
Tookbone, this is what I'm asking.
I'm only running my bike at the quarter mile. This is my bike. End of discussion. If you don't
I think you know better.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it moving.
I'm running at a quarter mile track. I ain't got no toy bike. You got a little toy bike.
Well, I would say this right here. Since he's the winner, he gets to choose where he want to run it.
That's right.
I just wanted to clarify it. You know, we got a legend in the game. Keith Dennis. He's been
right.
Wait.
Think they were thinking about back tire, brake, all that old stupid junk. It ain't got nothing to do with the eighth or the quarter.
We ran an eighth mile race. You beat me not by a tire by a centimeter. And you know it.
Now,
Hold on,
Let me
tell y'all something, man, because everybody should have known this, man. Like, if two motherfuckers race and the man wins, the man don't ever have to race you back. That don't make him no cow.
Let me say this.
In that case, then Sean a fucking cow when he tricked that goddamn dude the other month.
You tried to run us back on the same track that we went back.
No, we were at Hattiesburg. You remember when we beat them down there, him and Lil Sean, them down there?
No, 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 Ryan. Y'all didn't try to run that race back.
Yes, we did.
Did we or did we not slide that? Hold up, Ryan. Hold up, Ryan. Hold up, Ryan.
Listen, I ain't got no reason to lie, Sue. I bet you for another race back.
Ryan, your bike must have not been up. I don't recall that, buddy.
I know we both.
When did I ask them the same night that they want to do it back? Right. Let me ask you this, Ryan. Did either bike get down that track that day?
Yeah.
On that path. We went off the trailer. Both bikes. Wait. Let me finish, Ryan. We went off the trailer that day. We were the first race that went down the track, and both bikes slid down the track.
No.
Is that right, Shane?
You back in school.
Hey, Ryan, to save all that, whenever you get your bike, since you said running, we'll just do another race. That ain't no problem.
That's what I want to do.
All right. That ain't no problem.
Y'all going to do the same race?
But back
to the same race y'all did?
Quarter mile, yes. We're going to do a quarter mile. Ain't nobody looking for no 8 miles.
Yeah, right. We didn't set them out no 8 mile.
But, Sean, this is what I'm telling you. I ran that man eighth of a mile. He know he barely got by me, and he won't give me a run back.
Do you feel you can run your own run back?
That's in a quarter. You want to run you in a quarter. Why you want to do it in a quarter?
Listen.
Fuck
yeah. Ain't no question.
Difference do it make then when we run out then?
In that game, goddamn, go to his playing field and fuck him up.
That's right. Now what?
You feel you can run him over, go there,
now what?
And fuck him up. All that back and forth shit is crazy.
Let's get it, Forte. Now what?
Set your bike up for the quarter and go fuck him up, then you can shut it.
Wait. His bike is set up for the quarter. He built that pig over a year and a half.
I know.
It's set up for the quarter. Let's get it.
I know.
Well,
now,
you done put your little pole out there. I got something better than that. I'll take the loser of that race.
You ain't got to take the loser. That ain't got nothing to do with it. I'll run you right now.
We just go ahead and set it up right now. I take the loser, then I take the loser, I'll whoop on the winner. We ain't worried about no loser, nothing. We just go ahead and set both races up, Ryan.
Ryan, if you riding it, you got action. You know damn well I ain't going to ride it.
We talking about two owners that ride their own bike. It's a done deal with Sean and Shine. That ain't no issue.
Right, Sue. No, we ain't got no problem, Sue. We gonna get out.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking for a day.
You know, it ain't hard for us to race at all. All you gotta do is go down. We ain't gotta do all that arguing.
I got you.
I ain't got to ride my bike. You ain't got to ride too. We're gonna put them two little motherfuckers on there and send them down there. And you know where to find me. You can come to my trailer.
And bring me that chick. I got you. Forte.
I can't hear you. Yeah.
So you done put your little old poll out there. You didn't hear what no one wanted to hear. Yeah, you did.
Uh-uh.
You put one on Facebook and you came on here.
So this is what I'm going to tell you.
We running in the quarter mile, right? That's all I need to hear.
You going to run in the quarter mile. That's what I'm telling you.
Let me talk.
Until I get my race back from the eighth, you ain't
kick rocks, Forte. I'm the champ. You coming to the champ, baby. You ain't getting nothing.
That's right. Let me tell you how to handle that, Sue. You might as well run in the quarter mile and get into the eighth and the quarter. That way you kill two birds in one stone.
He keep reneging on that. He can't settle his mind on that 25.
My mind tell me, Ryan.
The man said he'll run him over in the eighth, so what difference? If you're going to run him over in the eighth, then you already ahead of him, so you're going to finish it out.
That's right.
That's the way I see it.
If I bet 25 to the eighth, I bet another 25 in the quarter. No.
Sue said he'd approve this point to the eighth. So now he want to run the quarter. So there it is. The man wants to run the quarter, he might as well make all the money.
You know, if you want to run out the back door, ain't no difference. You still fast. If my fast in the corner, I'm fast in eight.
Well, that goes both ways. If you're going to run him over in the quarter, then you ought to feel you can run him over in the eight. I mean,
hey,
if you're going to run him over in the eight,
Ryan.
You might as well run him over in the quarter.
This man went to Crandall, made a bobblehead video, claimed he was calling me out at Crandall, which is a quarter-mile track. Now I called him out to a quarter-mile track. Now he don't want to run on a quarter-mile track. What's the problem?
Why do you want to bet him to the eight and then bet another quarter?
If he win in the eight and you win in the quarter, no money being paid, do it for the same money. That's free money, but that still don't make sense. In the end, if he beat me at the eight and I beat him at the quarter, what have we gained?
Nothing.
This is a flip side to that coin. Go either way. If he beats you to the eight and the quarter, he done won everything.
Right.
And
why not just go ahead and put everything on the quarter? Listen, Ryan. This dude told me he was building a bike for me. If you're going to build a bike for me, you need to have every. Hey, well, we run in the quarter then. End of discussion.
End of discussion.
We had a quarter then. Why are we having this debate? I tell you what you do.
Since you did all this talking, you bet what.
Hey, I didn't come on this show.
Let me talk.
I'm running a quarter. I am only running a quarter.
Okay, well, stick to your quarter. I'm done with it. I ain't finna interrupt
you. You done. I'm the champ. Yeah.
You know better to get to the
eight.
I tell you that.
Go sit down.
I bet not
nothing ever
changes.
Nothing.
I bet not see you now. Wait a second. Possum, you was there. What happened?
The wind light came on in my lane.
You get your mic.
I was there years ago, and I gotta say somebody didn't make a clean pass. They didn't shift. Both of them didn't make clean passes. It was a messed up pass for both people. But Sue won. I think they should run it back. Forte was out front so that fight didn't shift.
You goddamn right. That's why
that still don't make him have to get him no race back.
We did not negotiate a race.
My opinion is this. Now, this is where me and Killzone differ. You run the man, you race the man, heads up, you lose. I think you should get a man respect and say, hey, you want to run it back. That's my personal feeling.
Regardless of anything, everybody own their own bike.
You see what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, don't nobody have to run nobody back because goddamn.
You're right.
Once that man win that money. That ain't the motherfucker money who lost no goddamn more. That's that man money who won. He can goddamn.
It don't make a difference about that, though. My thing is, if a person can't run me back, don't run me. And I don't want to fuck with that mean you.
Hey, you know what?
Ryan.
Ryan.
Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan.
Run back, but anytime, but if it's not discussed,
he don't deserve nothing. You know, I got in the same situation about 5 weeks ago. I beat a 14-time world champ.
I understand why you're saying that because, you know, you're a high-power cop.
No, you know, but I'm just saying, I mean, it's not let me tell you something. If you knock somebody out, you ain't got to sit around and keep knocking that man out. I feel like let me finish. Everybody know that I knocked Michael Phillips out on that motorcycle the other week. I mean, he talked so much trash, I feel like I ain't got to run him back because I'm the champ now. I'm the champ.
Yeah, you might be a champ
in your own eyes, but to the whole grand world, you really a bitch.
Well, you know what? You can call me what you want to. Hey, look. Ain't nobody gonna co-sign on that with you because half of the world was betting with me down there in Valdosta. So hey, to a poor man, that was a lot of money to me. To a poor man, that was a lot of money.
You got more money than you know what, Soup on,
if you don't want to run that man back, you ain't obligated to run that man back. Michael Phillips ain't gonna I'm never gonna run him back until next year.
You ain't never run it back because you're a coward.
Alright, I'm gonna say like a bunch of you can't keep calling people cow, man. You just did a cow race the other week, other month.
Hey, why are you gonna tell me there's a cow race?
That was a cow race,
Hold up, y'all.
Man, that was a cow race, man. Hold on, stupid. Hey, Ryan. And then another thing, man. Somebody that was with y'all, man, say you thought of that shit before the race because they said you need to pay your light bills and shit. That's why you
didn't.
Next week, you know, it's the Rockingham race. And I know it's a lot of people that's coming up from South Georgia to come see Custom Cuts and Jock run their motorcycles. I just want to introduce Jock's motorcycle to the world. It's the Lord Have Mercy motorcycle. It's the motorcycle that was down there when I beat Michael Phillips' head in Valdosta. It was the prime down motorcycle. We're going to have it there next week. We're going to have it there next week in Rockingham. And I dare anybody to even approach us talking about running either bikes in the camp. We only bring in two bikes. But I'm going to tell you, we able to handle anything that's going to be at the track. So, I mean, if you get froggy, I don't care who you are. If you get froggy, just come over there and just find us. I'm going to tell you like this.
Hold on, fellas.
Okay, you froggy.
You said.
You said anything.
Okay,
so
wait,
it
hold on, Eugene. Now, I want to take y'all back to me coming on the radio about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I said at the beginning of the year, I said the only bike that I can't run with is Katrina. And I told you that. And I told
you
that. So I'm gonna tell you, I'm not giving no run backs to Geronimo at this time. I got Billy Mays. I'm gonna run. And that's who I got my sights set on. That's who we already on.
You
discussed
me
riding in.
You just said
your
custom cut.
Yeah.
This is what I got to get.
Go ahead.
I'm going to holler at Maine. I'm going to see if I can get Element to come down there and sit beside you.
Okay, well, you do all the hollering you need. And, you know, I don't have to bother nobody more than I can call nobody.
Wait,
I know we're going to be there.
Wait, hold on. First of all,
I address you as Dr. Gaz. I'm no N-word, okay? I'm custom cut. So you address me like that if you ever want to run me.
Hold on, wait, Dr. Gaz,
you've been a special guest all night, and I dare you to sit on any motorcycle when I come up there next week.
No.
I dare you to sit on any motorcycle. Any motorcycle.
Mine will be there.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know you ain't gonna sit beside me with that. You know.
Man, you don't
sit
next to me.
I tell you what, the champ coming to town. Put it like that. Champ coming to town.
Hold on one second. Ryan, hold on for one second, yeah. Okay, what was the question?
Somebody asked who riding the primal bike. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I said who riding the primal bike? Who rides our bike?
Lil Richard.
Oh, well, shit, you know that
Emma
Katrina came, right?
Oh, well, that's the end of that conversation.
It might be Katrina, but what I'm asking is, you say you run anybody to track. Is the pot no limit, too? Is it a certain limit on the pot?
Well, listen, let me clear this up. He said the primal bike, so I mean, when you say primal bike, that I don't know what he's talking about. I'm thinking he got another bike, so since I'm going to withdraw what I just said since Richard is riding, so.
Yeah, Phil, you remember that primal bike that was down there that he made that pass?
Yeah, I know what he's talking about now.
I mean, you know, and that's the reason why I made my statement at the beginning of the year. I told y'all who I want to try to draw on. I can't beat everybody, but the people who I can beat, I'm going to make it be known. And that's everybody
that's
still Katrina. That's everybody.
I look at it like this, TC.
You said you had two bikes. Say what now?
Eugene, it's just like Sharon Ryan said, they're not running what's tonight. And it's like Custom Cut said, he's not running Katrina.
Well, but Custom Cut said, this is what Custom Cut said. He said,
hey,
let
me put no
words
in my mouth. You don't want no shit in there. Let me put no words in nobody's mouth. What you think I'm proud of with that?
No, I
you
don't.
You don't want me to put that shoes on.
Hey, Sharon, everybody knows.
Yes, I will.
And Eugene know that I told him, even in private, I told him, man, I can't run with y'all boys. I mean, and I'm here to tell everybody, it's some bikes I just can't beat. It's some bikes I just can't beat.
How do you know you don't have a race, who you can't beat?
I'm smarter than you. The bikes I don't beat this year, that's the bikes I know I can beat.
Okay.
Well,
If he was smart, he wouldn't have been on Michael Phillips.
No. I prove my point. Yeah, go ahead, my friend.
Yeah. Why you are picking and choosing your races?
Because only, you know what, only the strong survive and the smart survive. I'm a smart man. Y'all may think I'm stupid, but I'm way smarter than y'all. I'm way smarter than y'all. Just like Soup Bone say, he know where he can win at. And in this game, y'all only try to laugh at the boys who make fools out themselves. And I'm far from a fool. Now, y'all need to be laughing at me.
You get on here week after week and make a fool of yourself.
Well, I got
a quick question for you, Cuffin Cut.
Yeah, go ahead.
You said that you would run any bike out there except Katrina. So when somebody said something about LME, what was the dispute with LME?
I didn't say nothing about LME. I said, as long as he sits behind on there, I'll run. As long as Dr. Gas sits his butt on there, I'll run.
Don't put no stipulations in it. You said you'd run anybody to come down there and sit beside.
Hold on. First of all, that man bought LME's name up. As long as he ride LME, he the special guest tonight, so be special and sit your butt on it.
He ain't the one who said it.
Sitting on LME won't be a problem because
At the time, LME was bought up, I was talking to Dr. Gaz. So that's who I thought who said that. I mean, you know, that's who
I just commented on that because you said that you would sit down beside anybody but Katrina. So I just wanted to get your output on that statement.
Right, exactly. Everybody know what race I got to do in North Carolina next week. I was just telling you who was going to come with me, who was going to have my back. And Jock is like 30 miles down the road from me. So me and him, you know, we coming together. And we're going to battle together. And anybody feel froggy out there besides Katrina can get the business.
I know why he sat beside Katrina, Jill, because, you know, the primer bike probably was
Katrina. That is Katrina.
Yeah.
Say what?
So that really...
The primer bike is Katrina.
Yeah, that ain't no what you did say.
Man,
yeah,
first of all,
the primer bike is orange.
It's candy orange now.
I'm going to pack of Newport and a pack of Black and Mild.
Damn, man,
you're pushing me.
Fuck
out here. Talking about the primer bike, Katrina. Come on, man.
Black and
real. Come on.
Right. All right, guys. Look, we got another caller here, man. So let me open up the line. Here we got a 3636. I'm sorry, 9636. Your line is open.
Hey, yo, Cookie Cut.
Yeah, what's going on, my friend? What's going on?
You Cookie Cut, AK.
I can't understand. What'd you say? Will I try it again?
You ain't messing up.
Yeah. I can't hardly hear.
Somebody
need to mute
their
phone.
They asked you to mute the side of the cane. I don't know who it is.
Tell me, but like, go ahead on. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I understand. But if she wants
to talk to you, she's got another. I can't hardly hear the guy that asked the question.
Let me see if I can find where this
story. He said, will you sit beside Eddie Kane?
When I get finished with Billy Mays, I tell you what, here's what I do for you, Eddie Kane. If it's Eddie Kane, it's just the owner, because I don't like talking to third parties. If Billy Mays can't race me, the next bike in line is Eddie Kane. And I don't care. It's what else. I mean, y'all ain't gonna give me no props anyway, so if Billy Mays don't race me, the next bike I turn around and run is Eddie Kane. And I bet you that.
Hey, somebody TV on, Chris.
What the?
Yeah, I'm trying to track it down now.
Anytime somebody comes in, track it down, man.
It sounds like
name is Bud Light, the one you last one.
All right, I got it. I got it.
Hey, look, I'm going to bet with Billy May because I know Billy May and them going to hide on you. And Billy May and them are some pretty good guys.
Hey, I heard it.
Yo, you think I ain't no pretty good guy? You know what? They can say what they want to about me, but I helped everybody in Valdosta. I helped everybody.
We ain't got no problem. Listen, we ain't got no problem with that. If I saw you somewhere on the side of the road anywhere, I'd help you too. But the thing I'm talking about with this grudge race. You know,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What you think I'm talking about? I ain't ran for nobody.
That's Gamma, man. That's Gamma. You know, you're trying to hide.
Okay.
Gamma, I'm talking about.
Wait, hold on. I want to ask you something. Who the only big grudge racer that's going to happen this year with these boosters? Me, Custom Cut.
Ain't been no big,
Custom
ain't
Cut.
Been no big grudge race.
Come on, for real. Eugene, you already know. Yeah, you know what? If I was a really just, like, had the bread like that, Eugene would be broke right now because that's what kind of dollars he was talking about betting on Geronimo. If I was really just, like, had it like that, Eugene be broke right now.
Let me ask you this, Custom Cut.
Yeah.
Well, why you not punishing them now?
Yeah, why ain't doing what now?
Why you not punishing them now? Do you know if I whoop a leg?
You know what?
Listen, if I was still riding like I used to and I started whooping legs, do you know that would really do something more?
You got to understand, bro. I mean, you know, it's hard times now, man. I mean, you know, ain't nobody got bread like some of y'all got, man. I can only run for what I can run for. But, you know, if y'all want to beat me.
But hold on, Custom Cut. That's fine. Keep on winning for that. That's right.
Keep on winning for that. You can win.
Yeah.
Keep winning for that. You can win.
But,
and you know what my thing was? You had them down there. Why y'all didn't just double the money up and run the race back?
No, listen. Y'all know what happened after that race. I didn't have no problem running Mike back. But y'all know what happened to me after that. I actually came off my motorcycle. If that was the case,
that happened. Why y'all ain't shot up another raid to run the raid back?
Let me answer that.
Other than that, don't call yourself a legend killer if you ain't really killed no legend.
Wait, hold on. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Let me answer this. Everybody know who I was supposed to run in Valdosta. It was Billy Mays going to give me one in the break. That race got crashed. They didn't even show up. So just to save face and give the people something to look at, I ran Geronimo. I didn't have to do that race.
Okay, but you did it, right?
And I ran that race. That wasn't even planned.
So. Okay, and I understand all that. That's what I'm saying. So you ran that race. Why not get a man a race back? I'm talking about you.
Let me answer that. Why give a man back when he's sat on his radio thousands of times calling me out my name, calling me faggot, calling me gay? Let me answer this. That man called me out my name. I got the job done, so you know what? I hold the trump card.
Okay, but check this out, though. You know, we're racing, we're grudge racing, and wrestling, boxing, and everything. They say whatever it takes to get a motherfucker in the ring or get a motherfucker beside them, right or wrong.
That's what they say.
I did. So, you know, don't put your feelings in. Also, I have a problem with situations like this. They want a man and woman come to me talk crazy.
Number one.
Now, that's the
only
time I got a problem with.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to ask y'all this right here. Just imagine how this radio show will go tonight if Custom Cuts would have lost that race. I won that race. I hold my own trump card. Hey, you know what? Is this Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, I'm going to tell you something. If you would have been in that race and saw both eyes shake down, you would have been it with me. Them guys actually thought I was going to mess up, thought I couldn't ride my own motorcycle. That's the only reason why they took a chance like that. That's the only reason why.
I don't feel good unless I win or lose some money. I don't ever like to go the same way and come back the same way I went.
But y'all ain't gonna sit on here and beg for Michael Phillips when he's sitting here I'm gonna tell you like this right here. I treed him. I cut the tree down on him. I cut the bark off on him. And you know what? They say he was catching up with me. I don't know. I was slowing down. Yeah, he caught up with me. I was past the finish line. Yeah, he caught up with me.
All that sounds good, cause all they're talking about is if you're a champion, and you may want to do your rematch, may want to rematch.
Y'all just saying that because y'all sucking up to him. If y'all,
your bike must be down.
No, I'm gonna tell you the only reason why I won't run Michael Phillips back because I got too many other people that want to run me. He at the bottom of the ladder, just like on Sunday. He at the bottom of the ladder.
Ain't
that some
shit?
Yeah, he at the bottom of the ladder.
One thing I do know is he ain't got no heart.
Hey, Antonio, is Antonio still on here?
You don't have any heart. You hear me?
I hear you,
Kill, though.
How y'all gonna try to control somebody else got their bike and what they got doing, what they got doing?
We just talking about sportsmanship.
We got one more call here, man. Look like
I got some material key along with
you
when you
8571. And your line is open. 8571, your line is open.
Same thing Superbone did. Run to the
8571, your line is open. All right. We got 8911. Your line is open.
Who wants to lock in with cocaine?
Wow. That was a good question.
Man, Cocaine got action, but
they don't hold no weight.
Shine, weren't you the one that came over here talking about cocaine got beat by y'all 14?
You said running with Jock Bike.
It don't matter. We'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
You got Billy Mays and Jock and Harry Emery when they get there.
Hey, we'll do that.
All right.
When y'all get to the track, let's lock in some races.
Hey, hold on, Sean. Let me see what you saying now, Sean. When you can bring me a rule book about grass racing, then I'll listen to you.
I'm still not understand what the fuck you saying. Stop speaking Spanish, man.
He said when you bring him a rule book of drag racing, then he'll listen to what you got to say.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, check this out, though. You talking about, well, there ain't no fucking that goddamn anybody that win the race got to run the motherfucker back then. You showed me a rule. Respect the person. Respect the person by running them back and all that shit. But, man, I hate to keep saying the shit, but everything you said tonight, son,
it's just really poor sportsmanship. If you race a guy and you want to take a race back, and you won't give it to him.
Okay, sportsmanship. All right, okay, if it's good sportsmanship, get that man his motherfucking money back and goddamn run the race right.
Okay, you go to
get a man his money back and run the race back.
You need a man with a crooked eye. You need a man with a crooked eye. You're going to get his money back.
No, get it. You said good sportsmanship. So get a man shit, man.
Get a man
race
back. You did not ask me for the thing. You talking about two girls in a race. You talking about a girl's bike versus a pole mile bike. We talking about two girls.
Hey, hold on, fellas. Now, Chris, I want to tell y'all something about sportsmanship. Now, y'all got to understand what girls racing is. That's actually taking the street racers off the street and coming to the track, making it legal. It's still grimy out here, fellas. Sportsmanship, you could throw it out the window. That's in that sportsman class and contingency racing. Man, it's grimy. The only thing that's different between the street and the track is the light coming down. They still got the same streets and all that.
You know what?
That's why we go to all
these tracks and it don't be no girls race. That's why, right? Right. Y'all just got right. All reason. That's why, right?
Shine,
there.
You said it. You said it, Shine. You said it, goddammit.
I'm
going to tell y'all like this right here. If Michael Phillips would have beat me and Michael Phillips would have turned around and said, Custom Cuz, I'm going to never run you again. What can I do?
If something had to happen to your bike and you see the way you doing him, if he was
but you know what? The end of all this right here, I'm going to put it like this right here. Just go out there and try to win the race. Then you ain't got to worry about no run back. The loser is the only one. The only person that's got a problem with it is the loser. The winner ain't got no problem.
What y'all said? Why Katrina won't do what now?
Why Katrina in too deep back?
In too deep back.
Cause why we won't run?
No, you said why we are trying to. Why are y'all trying to? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying y'all won't run them back.
Shut up.
Y'all trying to run them back. You should.
Listen, here's the thing. We'll run into the back because we run anybody. It don't matter. It's not like we're running behind
him. That's not what he was saying. He was saying that why is Katrina them trying to race into deep
them back.
Right. That's what he's saying. He ain't saying that Katrina them won't try to run them back. He's saying he asking the question, why are they trying to run them back?
Because you know the reason why they're trying. No, they
Thank
thought
you.
It was a problem with the track. They thought it was a problem with the track, so they wanted to see both
problems. With the track, whatever. They want to get back to their money. Exactly.
You got to realize with seeing them, even if they fucking win, they want to run you back.
Right. So
that's just the way them boys run.
If you lose
and you feel you can fuck a man up off top, you're supposed to want to raise back.
I'm gonna end this issue with Custom right now for that race we were in about what y'all talking about with Geronimo and him back. We don't give a shit whether we race you back or not, to be honest with you.
That's just y'all keeping that, him keeping
no,
it up.
Ain't nobody, ain't nobody keeping nothing up. Ain't nobody keeping it. I didn't ask to run y'all back. Ain't nobody keeping
well,
that up over here.
I'm
y'all
just
the one that came up with an excuse about the button wasn't loose.
Well, listen, there's no excuse that the button didn't work. There ain't no excuse. We man, we told you good race. We good with that.
But Eugene, why you acting
saying,
like I'm some kind of, like I'm the enemy or something?
I'm not
bro,
acting like, man, I'm not acting like anything. The only thing I'm saying to you is this. Whether we get the race back or whether we don't, it don't matter. You don't have to even keep talking about the same old stuff about arguing about it. Do who have to give a race back. That's your choice. That's your bite. You running against who you want to.
Okay, sounds like well, that's been finalized, so the man has to
exactly.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to a situation. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in a situation like that. Whoever you know, like, be racing and they get fucking weird, whatever, they're going to race back. People going to quit fucking with them. They're going to be sitting there looking
at no,
moving.
No, I don't think that. No,
yeah.
I don't think
right.
that.
No.
Yeah. No.
Anybody, listen, it don't
no.
matter to us whether we race him back or whether we don't.
No.
Anybody already
because,
knows
you know
who we'll race whether
Eugene,
we win, lose, or draw.
Hey, Eugene, and you know, I feel like you're going to tell the truth. We did not come down there. A lot of people came down there to watch that Billy Mays race. We didn't
and
come down there to run Geronimo. Wasn't no grudge.
We didn't come down there. Hold on. We didn't come down there to run you either. What we come down there for?
And yeah, I know. The bet with me. The bet with me. And you know, but this is the thing. I wanted to see a race. Y'all wanted to see a race, and we put it together.
No, I'm eating all three of them. I'm biting.
We put it together. I mean, you know, somebody was gonna have to lose. Somebody was gonna have to win. Man, I went through a lot to win that race.
Listen, that was your day. You got the race. That was your day. You got your day. So move on. So now, since y'all talking about something that's in the past, I'm trying to get to something that's in the future. Was that what's McCall won the race with cocaine?
Hey,
was that talk about? Was that talk about?
That was
Is Randy still on there?
That sounds like Randy.
I don't think so. Randy, you on press one, man.
Last time I heard, he was broke, though.
There he go.
So that's what it is.
All right, here we go, guys. We got 5415. The line is open.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, your line is open.
This is the guy that talked with Pride 9 bike.
What's
Hello?
Going on, guys?
What's up, man? Hey, everybody talking about Jared, man. If Geronimo would have won, everybody would have been all right. Everybody would have been with Geronimo. Now, this man won. Y'all hating on this man so bad because he won. Oh, he can't talk because he won.
Everybody
talking about bikes. Y'all talking about some bikes that ain't out there no more. Elamine. You go to the track, you might not even, you ain't going to see Elamine. So why you talking about Elamine?
Hold on.
Let the man talk, y'all. Let the man talk.
Hey, Ray, still on?
The man said we'll sit beside any bike out there except Katrina. Hey, I don't need to keep asking when you sit beside such and such. He said anybody except Katrina. And you can bring whatever money you want to bring. That's just it.
Right away, come right back with Michael Phillips and Rocky Ham. That's all
okay.
He's going to do.
Hold on. That man said, y'all been on me about money. Y'all been on me about money. The man said, y'all can bet what you want to. Now you want to get quiet. Now you want to get quiet.
Okay, we got it. We got to get to the track first. Okay.
Now you got to get to the track. Now you got to get to the track. The man said you can bet what you want to bet. Hold on. This the owner. That's the owner of the Prime 9 motorcycle. So now you're hushed.
Who was that looking for me?
No, ain't nobody looking for you.
I'm going to go around. You come to the track tomorrow.
You see that job? You see how they do?
Man, y'all sound like a bunch of haters on the radio, man.
I swear.
If Geronimo was on, y'all gave him a hip hop. Y'all don't get him a hip hop.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Two feet up there.
No, John, see, that's one thing about it, man. The South can't win on this radio. The South can't win on this radio. Yeah, they've been after me because I won't bet the kind of pot you want
to see. The South
ain't got
shit to do with nothing, man.
Y'all
got damn where you come from, man.
Hey, say what
well,
you want
to
say.
We don't ride at the track, man, so it don't matter. But if they step at either trailer, whatever they want to bet, we're going to cover it.
Okay, so
okay, when the man said anything y'all want to bet, just come to the trailer and rock a ham, and we'll bet it and run it. Anybody but Katrina, we'll run. Now let's
sound
you
like
jump
racing.
Up to the pace.
Okay,
please.
That sounds like a race.
No, what sounds like a race? Who?
I got in it this year not worry about nobody motorcycle, really.
That's right.
And
that's
I got
right.
in it. I really ain't going to worry about the money. So whatever y'all want to do.
You already said it. Yeah, exactly. You said come back. So, cousin, come find him. Come over there. And we'll see.
I didn't say come find him. I said come find us.
Come find us. Come find Custom Cut. And beat your race and run the race.
What'd you say?
I heard y'all tell the man about one time. Good race, man. Yeah, you won.
If you get Custom Cut on Pro, he's going to talk about that shit for the rest of the year.
I'm gonna tell all the girls world something right here. Y'all don't know what we went through to get down the track that weekend. Y'all don't know what Job and Lil Richard and the whole team went through. Y'all don't know what we went through.
You see, you be co-sided for.
Huh?
What?
I did what? Eugene know. He was over there peeking in the trailer. He know what we went through. He was peeking in the trailer.
Man, y'all really putting me to sleep.
Hey, piss on all that. Who in the hell do y'all want to raise in Rockingham?
I already got to run, Billy Mays.
I know, but Randy just got on that who want to lock in with cocaine, and y'all
and
ain't
Randy,
said two damn words.
And Randy ain't got back on here. Get him back on here and tell him to tell this man on here. Jock on the phone right now. Jock on the phone.
Jock was on the phone when he said it.
Hey, get him back on here. Jock on here now.
Hey, what we said, man? Somebody get Pricey back on the phone, guys, if you can call him. And tell him to call back into the show.
Hey, you know what, man?
He the only one that ain't did no grudge race, but he's sick of it. I hope everybody listens to this tonight because the two bikes out of Cooper Performance done shut the whole radio down. We having a search for somebody to run us. Man, it's over with, man. Y'all done, man. Hey, you know what? I never been on this radio.
You sound like you in the Ilka House, man.
Hey, what the guy's name is? Hold on, Ryan. What the guy is? What's your name is? Jock.
Destination
initiative.
His name is Jock. Is he still on here?
Yeah,
Jock.
Yeah,
we're on traces.
Hey, I got a text message. Hey, I got a text message. I got a text message, man. Say they'll run you with some red apple bites.
I can't
hear, man.
Joe, you still on?
Yeah. The red apple bite want a piece of you, Josh.
Hey, Long and Katrina.
Ooh, Red, that ain't Katrina.
That's him. That's him.
All right, just give us a call. We'll do up and we'll work out the negotiation.
All right, hold on. We may have Price back on here, guys. Let's see. 8911. On your line is open.
Who wants to lock in with cocaine?
I'll take that bet if you know somebody else will.
There you go, Randy.
We'll take that race, Randy, if nobody else will.
All right. Take down my number and call me for the detail. Oh, man.
Huh?
All I'm saying, he just texted me for the money. That's all I'm saying. We can lock in right now, but I'm just saying text me for the money.
Well, this is you, so you know how, huh?
Write down my number.
Hey, I'll text it to him, Bryce. I'll text it to him.
Hey, Bryce, this is your good old buddy, Chuck Lopez.
Am I good? Randy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, this your good old buddy, Chuck Lopez, the one that beat your head in last time? Oh, the
one that did what? All right, let me use your
phone. The one that beat your head in about Austin. Listen, buddy. Yeah, some of your team, your old past teammates, they said that you was broke. Are you sure we can...
Man, hey, man, everybody want to hear all that old mess you talking about.
Hold on. I'm going by what Bucknum say. I'm going by what Bucknum say.
Oh, Lord.
No, you being messy now. No, ain't
that,
nobody...
That is, man, you need to grow up, man.
That's why I don't enjoy this shit, man. It has an older story already.
Yes, I'm out. Hold
on.
Let that man say no mess like that.
Hey, Randy, you got my number. I tell you what, call me tomorrow.
Why don't we lock in? If I'm broke,
you don't want no problems again. You don't want no problems.
I'm gonna have to call Book and tell him Cousin Cut putting shit in the game.
Hey, well, tell him. Hold on a minute. Whoever just said that, please tell Buck because he got mad at me because I had to tell him everybody under the sun calling me, telling me Buck said this, Buck said that.
Thank you.
So that way Buck understands.
For the record, Randy, you know me. This dip. He went around and shouted.
Hey, thank you. I mean, I know what I was told.
Hey, that ain't the only thing that's going around. So I ain't surprised.
But Randy, you know I ain't lying. I'm just going by. They said you was off the team. That's why I didn't ever mention cocaine no more.
Man, there ain't no team. Come on, man. Buck ain't been on the team.
Okay,
let's get it back to racing, man. Who want to lock in with this man? This guy came on here and asked anybody want to race.
I can't lock
man,
in.
Man,
I
don't hey, Custom, I don't mean you lock in. Custom, why don't me and you lock in?
What you talking about with cocaine and Caesar?
I'll run you at the Rock, and I'll run you about Austin.
I told you I'd run you about Austin, didn't I? Didn't I answer the question?
Brian,
on Facebook?
You told Brian that. You ain't said nothing to me, but I'll run you at Rockingham, too.
Uh-oh. You'll run me at Rockingham. Okay, I tell you what. No, I tell you what. If Billy Mays turned down the raise, Eddie Kane, I don't know where he went tonight. He came on in and disappeared. But I tell
man,
you what.
Fuck waiting on them. I'm ready to lock in right now.
Why don't you do this right here? You show up, and once I see your face, then we'll talk about a race. Because
I ain't driving all the way out there for nothing. Fuck
that's
this.
Right. That's right.
That's
right.
Randy, lock in with Jock, man, because Jock want to lock in.
Hey, man.
That's Randy. I'll do that.
Hey, Randy.
All right, guys, look, we got Eddie on the phone. Hold on one second. Let me open up some lines here. All right, Eddie, your line's over.
This shit here crazy.
Randy, you ain't got to worry about it. You locked in. Well, you definitely going to lock in with us.
Okay, cool.
With the Katrina bike, so we going to be good with that.
It don't matter.
All right, look, we got some callers on too. Let me open up these lines. We got 5742. Your line is open. 5742. Your line is open.
Yeah, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't too much or nothing. I just heard you got that text message, and this fella want to do something with the alpha.
Hold on, yeah. What you talking about, the jock race?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, we announced it. The guy said something. Jock hung up, man. Tell Jock to get back on.
No, he said he going to run him. He said he going to run him. I mean, anybody but Katrina. I mean, come on, that's simple. Anybody but Katrina.
Yeah, but we want to lock it in, though. We ain't trying to do that ride for nothing.
Thank you. Come on,
y'all can't invest.
Conrad, that's you, right?
Hey, what
now? That's Conrad in there.
Okay.
Let's
see.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got, let's see. Thank Conrad, man. Okay, your line open, Conrad. Yes, you know. All right. We got another caller, too. 0655. So your line is open. All right. We got 9636. Your line is open, too. And 0945, your line is open, too.
Hey, Chris, is Randy still on here?
Yeah, Randy's still on.
Hey, Corinne.
Huh?
Hello, Chris. Yeah, Randy's still here.
What is that?
Yeah, Randy's still on.
Tell him this little dust, and we'll be at the Rocky Hill, and we willing to give him his rematch.
Yeah, Randy gonna have plenty of races then.
Yeah, we really gonna give him his rematch, whatever they want to do.
That's what I'm talking about, rematch.
Yeah, and we ain't gonna even talk about customers. He, you know, want to race. He want to lollygag and play around.
That's why
they
take the truck around.
They take me around the 35.
Mute your phone, sir.
All right,
hang up.
No, you gotta hang up. Just mute your phone.
Yeah, just tell Randy we'll run him again. That's all I want.
No, I'm good, y'all. I'm in the truck. I just gave him a piece of paper. I'm good. I'm really talking about that. They ain't got my shit. I want to go no way.
Well, you talking to Motorsport tomorrow?
Why this nigga keep
asking me if you coming to the truck?
Yeah,
hell
on that seat. Why you want to know
that
I'm coming to the truck
in my two-seater?
Who want to
race it?
Hey, I'll race that Corvette. Ryan, I'll race
that
Corvette tomorrow.
Hold on, hold on. Who want to
race me? Me, Ryan.
My partner want to race you.
I'll race anybody.
Wait a minute, God damn, it's too many people talking.
I'll race that two-seater.
You said it was Randy.
Yeah.
Randy, we'll try you too, Randy.
All right, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow.
Hey,
we'll see if Ryan
comes. My partner
them
up there, they got that yellow bit. I ain't racing no old shit. You're going to have to have a 14 or better to race me.
Well, that's what he got. He got that new Camaro. Man, I'll race any of them motherfuckers tomorrow.
Hey, Sonny, y'all can have him up there, dude.
What? Hold on. We talking about you and your
Randy. Randy's too rough. Randy's too rough with that twin turbo and all that shit he got over there. Too rough.
I'll bring that motherfucker
red. I'll bring that red up, yeah.
I'll try that red one, too.
You think you're having me in that red?
We're going to
put that rocket on Randy.
I ain't fucking with a ZR1 now.
What you mean?
You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Bring a real street car. I'll run a real street car.
You have a real street car. I'm talking about the maroon, Charlotte, the maroon bit.
Hey, Chris, did you read?
Randy, you coming to track in tomorrow, Randy?
Wow, that's crazy.
You coming to track tomorrow, in it?
Yeah.
We'll try something with you.
Well, no, I may not. I might come in my Chevelle. I don't know.
Okay.
Who got a dog barking in the background?
Hey, Randy. I'll tell you what I will do in my bit. If you on the street side like me, I'm the same way it came from the factory, I'll run you anywhere you want to go.
All right, say that again.
If you on a street side like my bit did when it came up showroom close, I'll run you anywhere you want to go.
You talking about at the track, street tire to street tire?
At the track, street tire to street tire.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, as long as you're on street tire, not a drag radio, or none of that, no Nino, none of that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Right. Hey, we got some Forgiatos on the Camaro.
Who's the twin?
Yeah.
You talking about the white Camaro? Yeah, I'll do that one, too.
Yeah,
we'll
trade
that with Randy. Yeah, I'll do that, too. Yeah, I do that. Sure will. We can do that on the street, too.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Just let me know tomorrow for sure, because if not for sure, I'm going to bring my Chevelle.
What are you going to do on the street or a track?
Both, or it don't matter. I mean, I'm not going to take that Mercedes or that Cadillac to a track if I'm not on a if it, we ain't going to race. I mean, it ain't no big deal. You ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? Just if you're not going to, I'll probably
I'm going
to
call him. Yeah. I call him, make sure. I'm going to call you.
So, Randy, you coming to the Rock?
Huh?
Are you definitely going to be there at the Rock AM?
If I can get a race, I'm coming. If I don't, if I can't get a race, I ain't coming.
I'm telling you, you already got a race. All we're going to do is call you soon to race over with. You know
man,
we're not going to play.
Yeah, but he told me I had to show up before he told me if I got a race.
No, this is Eugene. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about we're going to lock in. We're going to lock in with me. With,
Eugene ain't got nothing to do with Custom Cut.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, he ain't got nothing to do with that
champ. And I just told Randy we'll run him again, too.
I don't know. I mean, that's the problem. I don't know who all's talking.
This is
okay,
great. This is Beth, Randy. Look at us. This is me.
Who?
This is Lil Dust.
This
Randy.
Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's the race I want. Fuck everybody
that's
else. I just
want
to race Sam Cooke.
Wow. That's what I'm saying. We come. You come. You can. We'll run you with the bike. We'll give you a rematch.
Yeah, but y'all won't lock in, though, right?
How much you want to lock in?
Man, just like $500. You know, nothing big, nothing crazy.
I'm trying to think. What can I get?
Sam Cooke and I'll do Custom Cuts.
You don't got to worry about Custom Cuts.
I got to run Billy Mays. I'm running Big Fish. You're like a guppy. I'm running Big Fish. I don't beat you.
I just got looked off.
Man, you keep thinking Custom Cuts. You keep thinking I done beat you too, man. We 1-1. What did you keep talking about, man? If you had as much heart as you had mouth, you'd be saying, come on, let's race. I'm going to show you ain't
shit. The only reason why
listen,
you beat me because my stomach was hurting, okay?
Listen.
You ain't going to do shit.
I had to run, okay? I had to freaking run.
Man, you know you ain't going to do shit. You still booking and playing just like
you
were.
I put it on Facebook.
You better get the job done in one run because you ain't going to get another one for me.
You can't be serious.
Hey,
friend, I don't even know why you even wasting your breath.
I ran cocaine back.
Man, we blew up, man. We blew up and you act like you hit a home run, fool.
Wow. There's so many excuses out there. And you know what?
I didn't tear my bike up when I raced you. Come on, man. Be real.
You know what? I didn't tear my bike up when I raced y'all the first time, but I didn't
that's what you said.
Hey,
I ain't making an excuse. I told you beat me.
You just don't
go around talking
hey,
like you done
hey,
fucked the palm
I'm
queen
a, I'm a put it
when
like
you
this.
Got the
I'm
mo-
put,
when you got the
hey,
motherfucking wheel washer.
I'm gonna put it like this right here. I had
damn sure
a Baffy tuna.
The palm queen. You still talking about a race 2 weeks ago.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you this right here. I had a Baffy tuna, a sellout motor, and I came right back 3 weeks after that and ran y'all and beat y'all.
If I went all the way down the track, I blew up, man. What are you talking about?
I blew up too.
I blew up too. Can't rap like
I'm
beat y'all.
Got beat is when I raced Katrina.
Huh?
If you was ready to race, you would lock in, man.
Hey,
you wouldn't be talking about if they raced me first.
But the other week, I just got finished hearing a man talking about the button got to go. Come on, man. Y'all got all the excuses.
Hey, at any rate, is the Sam Cook owner still on the phone?
Yeah.
Is the Sam Cook owner still on the phone?
You better run.
Is the Sam Cook owner still on the phone?
The owner was never on the phone.
Who was talking to Sam Cook then?
That was the one that had to let you go.
Dusty, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you
now. All right, hey man, Tackle Box won't be riding my bike. Is that okay?
I don't stipulate nobody's bike, man. We come to race.
I just want to make sure you didn't think it was the same exact race and all that other stuff.
I just want to put it out there. Listen, man, I'm not like cuss. I don't cry about who riding what bike, man. You put the best package you think is gonna win out there, man. You ain't no need to stipulate nobody's
bike. I appreciate that. Yeah, That's easy enough.
Yeah, but we gonna.
Hey, boy,
I'm trying to see how I'm gonna get your number and let you know if we're gonna lock it in with you. You know what I mean?
Chris, will you text it to him for me?
You know the owner don't lock in races, so I'm gonna just go ahead out of my own pockets and lock it in with you. You know what I mean?
Man, I sure appreciate that because I ain't gonna lie, I've been wanting that race back since y'all whooped.
So yeah.
Well, Randy, I'm off the bit with you, Randy. Sam, I'll have to bit with you.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, all right.
Custom Cuts, I'm telling you now, if you race me in Rockingham, I'll punish you. I'm going to let you stage with a back tire. I don't think shit of you.
Ooh.
I'm going to give you something.
Let me leave. Let me leave.
I'm going to give you something.
Let me leave. Let me leave.
Hey, look here, I know when I got a crackhead on the line.
Y'all let me give him a piece of crack. Hold on. Let me leave. But he ain't lit the flame yet. I want him to light the flame.
I'm going to light it right under your ass as soon as you take that. We're going to light it up on your ass.
Hey, man, this man trying to get up. Man, he trying to hear himself talk, man. Ain't nobody out there going to get cussed. Ain't nobody out there.
He just told
I'll give you the back tire.
Man,
Liz was going to give you the back tire and a break.
Yeah, but
well,
he never
did
do it.
Cut. You can get the back tire.
Who said that?
Eugene, you can get the back tire.
On what? That orange bike?
Hell no.
On what?
It don't matter. What else bike you going to get the back tire on?
I can't run Katrina.
I wish Katrina give me the back tire.
Well, you got to wish in one hand and shit in the other.
You gonna lock in, Randy?
With who?
Eugene.
With who?
Oh, now you can't hear.
No, I mean, there's so much shit going on. Everybody.
Tell him what I said, Chris. He can't hear me. Tell him what I said.
No, he heard what you said about locking in.
He said,
who are you locking in with?
The only person The only person I know I'm locking in with is Dusty.
Who got that killer barking in the background?
Y'all got all the owners talking and stuff trying to lock in, but Shiny Ryan in the background talking. If they ain't got no goddamn fight.
My point exactly.
We've been together this motherfucker because I got to go.
Y'all gonna renege. I ain't coming. Since you wanna say that right there, I ain't gonna come. Since they say we had talked about the pot and everything.
I told y'all he was a phony. Cuss is a phony.
No, man, that man.
I'm saying I just got a text message.
You got that Rick James looking like you know
And I think Christian about. I think Christian vouched for me. The owner of Billy Mays got on here and asked what the pot gonna be. We told him it got started at 25. He said, okay, that's a rate. You know, and now he gonna come
more
from
like
here.
Start
and end, you know what?
25.
I'm staying home.
When did you ever bet more than 23?
I'm staying home, man. Man,
well,
forget it,
man. Hey,
it's all good.
22.55.
We ain't even gonna go up there, man. We gonna stay home, man.
Stay home.
Billy Mays ain't the only race you got out there. You got cocaine, won't you? Anybody? No, I want Billy Mays. I want the fastest 1,000 in North Carolina. I want the fastest 1,000. That's who I'm calling out. The fastest 1,000 in North Carolina. Where is Eddie Kane?
With a fucking booster.
No, I want a 1,000. I want no fast 1,000.
I'm gonna call Garvin and tell him to call in and you're gonna lock in the race right now.
I'm gonna tell you like this right here. No, y'all already know y'all been testing Billy Mays and know it wasn't doing nothing. That's why you're trying to get out this race right here. I told y'all boys I'd run y'all head up. Now you're backing down off of that.
But I just got one thing to tell you, man. Do you realize that you're the only one to think the stupid mess that you come that's come out of your mouth?
And you know what? I'm the only one with a win, and I don't beat a living legend. I watch the living legend.
You've been running all year long.
Man, he gonna talk about that same race for the next 6 months.
He ain't really run
Can I say something? Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
We've been running strong handcuffs for about the last 3-4 weeks, and we've made more money than you did, so we've got to be
bigger. You know what? Go change the diaper, because that's how I feel like when I get on a handcuff bike. I feel like I'm a baby again. Go change the diaper. Since Billy Mays on the bike,
Don't raise your voice at my phone, boy.
Hey, I'm not coming. Since Billy Mays is on the back down on me, I ain't coming.
We got some new numbers here, guys. So let me open these lines. We got 1944. Your line is open. And we got 1870. Your line is open.
Go ahead.
I promise you, this shit will die. We ain't got to go up there. Them boys don't see what they need to see. That's the reason they don't want to run.
Mew.
That's the reason they don't want to run at 1,000. Eddie Kane, Billy Mays, bring them out there. Then we'll graduate and go on to them boosters. But we want to beat them out. We want to beat them right now.
Listen, you ain't got to go no farther because Eddie Kane will be there. And then you call them. If y'all don't open, y'all get asking.
Okay, good. But make sure you flush Billy Mays out somewhere so we can get across him because he know what time it is.
I ain't got nothing to do with Billy Mays. He's Eddie Kane. Call him. Get called Eddie Kane.
Eddie Kane. Look, your name ain't no hold no weight no more.
Hey, Eddie, lock in with cocaine. Lock in with cocaine, Eddie.
Uh-oh, he don't
feel y'all hear them fucking crickets.
No.
You don't flatline. You don't
What do you want to do?
Hey,
man,
you do you remember what I told you when they were building that booster? They knew what time it was.
Yeah, somebody
they know.
Me.
Yeah, they killed him. What was the argument started? Billy Mays, the owner, came on here the other week and said, Cuss, Cuss, can we lock in some money? And Cuss said, no, we don't just see. He said, so we're going to see each other track. He said, how much the pot going to be? What can it start at? I said 25. He said, okay, that's a raise then. And now you're
coming
up at 25 when you bet 25.
We coming up there to run through Billy Mays.
Hey, Cousin Cut.
Huh?
So, Cousin Cut, what's the problem? They said the starting pot is 25.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It ain't no problem. We got
guys, hold on. We got another pot that want to entertain in here. We got 4-0-8-1.
See, what we'll do, we'll lock in the week of the race. We'll lock in the week of the race.
Hey, 4-0-8-1, your line is open, too.
Who's that?
4-0-8-1.
Yeah, just because I try to lock in with you $500
same
thing.
Here we go.
Hold on, let me talk. And then you said no. I said no, we are locked in at the beginning of the race. So don't try to make it seem like I didn't try to lock in with you early.
Okay, so you don't want to run me.
That's not problem. We gonna run you if you show up. I never said I'm not gonna run you.
Okay, the week of the race next week on Grudge Talk Radio, we gonna lock this money in. We're going to lock this money in. And I'm going to send my lock in. I'm going to send my lock in to Lil Richard.
How about we do this? How about we send it to Dano?
I mean, what's the problem with Lil Richard? He held it last time.
What's the problem with Dano?
It ain't no problem.
Man, Dano,
it ain't
Dano's
no problem.
Race.
Okay.
Everybody get the money to Dano.
It ain't no problem with it. It ain't no problem with it. The same lock-in we did in South Carolina, we'll do it now.
That's right.
Okay,
don't get up in here live like you've been doing, man, bro.
Hey, wait, hold on. Next Wednesday.
Don't get up in here live like you've been doing.
Hold on. Next Wednesday, we'll post in it on the app. Over the internet, we'll post in. I got PayPal. I hope you are internet literate.
Yeah, that ain't no problem.
Okay. All right, we'll send it then.
But don't act like I didn't try to lock in with you earlier.
Man, we ain't worried about the lock-in. We just don't want you to try to wiggle out of this foot with us.
Wiggle out of what? Ain't nobody trying to wiggle out of that. Y'all ain't nobody.
Hey, he blamed it on the rain. It don't even matter.
I said, y'all tell the FEMA. Why you ain't
telling FEMA?
I was trying to lock in
there,
too.
I was
busy. I tell you what, do that dumb race like you're going to do down there. We'll lock whatever you want to up tonight.
Man, ain't nobody doing that.
Y'all got a faggot bite. Y'all need to crush that motherfucker and use it for scrap metal.
You won't beat it. You got a boost in bed. He got beat by a punk bite.
Hey, JP, let me tell you something. One of his own homeboys called me today talking about they can't even get down the track.
Well, we have no trouble getting down the track. No trouble.
Yeah.
I can promise you that.
Okay.
No trouble
Kill
getting
zone.
Down the track.
You know what?
I'm going to
tell you
how
fast you run it. Killzone was going to drag y'all in Piedmont.
That's cool. You won't do it.
The only way he ain't going to do it if you don't race him.
You were so happy you got that win right.
Because you ain't won nothing on that bike that you had it.
How much you won?
Since you and your brother want to kick my tail so bad, why won't we just get our race with Sam Cooke over with? We're at the Rockingham.
Who said we want to kick your butt real bad?
Them guys can't do but one race, period. They can't do more than one race.
Dusty, leave him alone, you can race.
Wait, hold on. They got a one-hitter quitter bike.
That's all they got.
Hold on. You know what? I feel sorry for Geronimo because that was meant for you. That wasn't meant for him. I'm sorry, Henry.
We was at Piedmont and ran multiple races. You didn't do the same thing. You should have showed up.
I was home spending their money.
You was home spending your money.
I was spending day money.
No, you was spending your money.
No,
you was spending their money.
Yeah, you know, after I won it, yeah, it was my money. Yeah, you right.
Okay.
You right. It was my money.
Okay.
It was my money. Yeah, you right. You're right. Hey, I'm sorry, Henry. That beatdown was meant for that guy on
well,
the phone
hey,
right now.
Cuz, because since there's all that, all them issues with Billy Mays, I race you problem-free, easiest way possible, and I'll send the money to whoever I need to send tonight.
Who am
no,
I talking
to? He won't Billy Mays. We want Billy Mays.
We want the fastest.
Y'all some scary dudes. Y'all got some y'all some scary
Billy
dudes,
Mays.
Man.
But
I don't
like
y'all
on the road. If I like you,
I don't. I do not get y'all dudes.
Man.
You y'all been over race after race after race, and keep turning them down. This guy over your back tire, you turn that down.
So what the problem is? You say we won't run. We say we coming to run you. What the problem is?
Ain't no problem. But you got other
right.
races. You're going to but you gonna be done
don't
after
worry
me.
About what race we got.
You're going to be done
do?
After me. Trust
what
me.
What
I'm going to put you on the trailer
what
and send you backpacking.
Hey.
I'm going to put
hey,
you
man,
on the trailer
you still on
and send you backpacking crying.
Man, you ain't
won.
That's the only way you don't run with that bike, man. You act like you got these. You ain't won but one or two races.
How many races you won? You're number one.
Man, we don't want more than you. Man, you don't lost more than one.
Man, y'all
one race. Y'all bike been broke down for the last 2 years. You just got back up this year.
Well,
but it's
we
up, ain't it? Ain't it up?
And
it's
we
up.
And we win.
About time.
Yeah.
And it's
about
up.
Time.
Y'all be
still on the phone.
Look, I'm good over here. See you on the 19th. I'm done.
All right, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Chris, Doug's still on the phone.
We going to see
yeah,
right now.
Still
because...
Oh, Doug.
Yeah, Doug's still on.
Yeah. Doug, sign cook ready yet?
No.
Uh-oh. Ain't no sign y'all hollering. Oh, there's me and Doug talking. Doug, don't pay them no mind.
Would you...
Huh?
Eddie Kane. Lock in, Eddie Kane.
And watch how many big grudge races go down up. Y'all are talking about it. We'll see who race. We'll see
I'm
who going to race.
I'm still waiting on what to call a lock in. I still can't get a lock in.
Lock in, Eddie Kane.
Come on, Cocaine. I'm waiting on you, too.
Who's this?
Damn, I've been talking to y'all. I'm talking to you all night.
Man, there's so many
people. That sounds like Eugene, Bryson.
Who?
That sounds like Eugene.
Dang, unknown.
Let's go lock this in right now for that Katrina bike.
Man, I'm not ready to race.
No, man, go. Y'all probably won't even get a
man,
race that night.
Man, I'm talking to that man. There ain't nobody else talking. That. Come on, dude, what you say?
Y'all ain't even talking.
I'm trying to see what he said. Y'all won't even give him a chance to talk.
Man, that man, I had about 2 minutes. I don't know if I can lock in with your guys. I really don't know right now. I'll see you at the track on the 19th.
Man, that's the shit your retarded ass just said.
Hey, you know you don't think you're a kingpin, huh?
Ain't that the same shit your retarded ass just said?
What'd you say, Cover Cut?
I say, you know Eugene think he a kingpin now, so, I mean, hey.
What you mean? What you talking about?
Hey, I'm talking, you know, really, I'm just talking from what I've been thinking the last couple of weeks.
What you been thinking the last couple of weeks?
Because, I mean, man, you really get beside yourself. Like, you know, we supposed to bow down to somebody, you know?
What are you talking about, man?
No, I'm talking about when you said, no, everybody hush, I'm talking to the other man.
Well, no, the man couldn't even answer. I was trying to hear what he was saying.
Okay, all right, Eugene.
That ain't had nothing to do with anything. Right. What are you talking about?
Hey, all right, Eugene.
That's all I was saying. Don't take that the wrong way, dog. Hey, you ain't got to bow down to me for nothing.
Hey, no. That's okay. I mean, it's good. Yeah.
Huh?
It's good. I mean, it's good. Go ahead and talk to him. It's good. I was just venting a little bit. It came out. Normally, I hold that in, but it just came out.
Well, you said what you wanted to say, but I said what I said.
Don't lock the race in. That's what we ready to hear, and I bet it won't go down.
I bet
Geronimo won't race nobody. I bet
Geronimo.
The chance.
If Katrina won't run nobody.
No, no.
If you think he won't race, if you think Ron won't run nobody,
what we're saying, Eugene won't get no race.
Is that all these big bikes sitting on here, but ain't nobody calling out nobody except like me or Randy just came by calling in the whole
year. I did not call you out.
No, I understand that. No, what I'm saying is everybody after me or after, you know,
well,
these appeals on.
I can't do nothing about that. Now, how many races have I offered people tonight?
I'm saying, why don't y'all
run Kingpin? The man said he wasn't going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, y'all don't look like y'all trying to get there. Ain't trying to get no race up. They other places you want.
Listen, one thing about it, we ain't hard to find. If anybody, the man said he wasn't going to be there. What you want us to do?
Usually when people say that, they ain't trying to be found.
You got Nasty Nicky out there with that 1,000. Geronimo ain't called him out. You got other bikes out there.
Tell Nasty Nicky next week to call in to the show, man, and then bring him on.
You speaking for somebody else that you ain't going to eat for.
Who won't run them? Okay.
I mean, you know what they should do? They should take them bikes and put bowls and go to a big barbecue because won't nobody run nobody.
No, nobody.
I tell you what, they might not run nobody, but it damn sure ain't because we don't want to run them. Now, with them. I mean, you don't want to be rich.
I want to give
you the back five.
Who?
No, we don't like the back tackle. We like the break.
You can get the break.
Woo!
Woo!
What you talking about for?
What?
What you talking about for?
Damn,
what
I
you
hear
mean?
I was,
you can look up in the sky and pick your number. Man, please, you ain't got it like that. You might well don't get nobody food. You got like that.
Well, I tell you what.
You
want
to be on the phone
with you
and have somebody talking to you?
Okay. I see you ain't took it. Bad ass.
Be at the track.
We're locking in. I ain't coming for nothing.
Man, we ain't locking nothing in like that. We ain't going to get caught like that and have to pay out and have to come and show up.
Okay. Okay.
I bet that race won't happen. I bet that race won't happen.
You're right.
All the way it won't happen.
You ain't getting in it.
Man, don't get so, man. Don't get so about it. So y'all can't get no races.
I try to give
you
one.
No, no, they plenty more out there. Get you some races. Get your win first. Get your win. You need to get the draws on first, man, before you jump
no,
the fans on.
Hey, look, only thing you can talk about is the
fans. Man,
it's
all this arguing. Don't nobody want to race nobody, man.
Right.
Whoever just said that hit it on the head. Nobody really wants to race.
Thank you.
I bet there's going to be a lot of racing going on this weekend at these three events that's going on.
Don't nobody want Bad Apple run or run the stream.
How about Bad Apple and cocaine?
Lock that in. The man want to see that. Let's lock that in.
Well, that's between them.
You can speak for that bike whenever Jay want to say something, but y'all don't know nothing when somebody else call it out. Don't know
nothing. When that man text me and tell me he want to do it, he can do it, then that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I guarantee if Jay say he want to do it, it'll be locked up right now.
Well, that's between
locked up
him
right
and Jared.
Look, we got one more caller, guys.
One thing we know for sure, cocaine gonna race, and he wants to race custom cuts. Custom cuts, you saying Billy Mays is backing out, so why don't we just race? It ain't got to be a whole lot of money, because that's when the bullshit starts. Let's have fun.
7394, man, your line is open. 7394, your line is open. All right. Well, Price, is there anybody else you want to race, man, besides those guys you called out, or you just...
Man, I believe Dusty will give me a race, and I'll be happy with that.
Okay.
Custom Cuts ain't going to race. I don't really know the other guys.
Hey, Randy, didn't you say you were running Bad Apple Bike?
Yep.
Somebody get the man on the line that owned the bike. I know y'all can find him. Somebody keep the man on the line.
Well, listen, you right there, the man offered you a race and you ain't take it.
We ain't talking about that. We talking about that race.
So
right.
What's
y'all,
the difference?
Y'all can't get no race. You say you can't. We already got a race. We got a race. We got a race.
That one. So now you gonna speak for somebody else?
We got a race. We got a race.
Oh, okay. I just offered Randy a race. I just offered a Randy a race.
I bet you won't even run nobody. Y'all ain't gonna run nobody.
Shit. Randy, didn't I just offer you a race?
Well, boys and girls, it ain't fun. This shit don't turn into one life to live. Y'all be easy.
All right, Tony. All right, guys, we got about 2 more minutes too before I set the show because we'd have ran over there a minute. So, in the last minute, plans for next
you
week.
Might have said it. Ain't nobody going to talk about they going to run.
You still got that break.
They're going to talk about how much money they got or how much
cocaine.
They can look up in the sky.
Cocaine, it ain't going to be for no big money either.
I got some last minute words. Shit, we got 3 big events going on goddamn this weekend, so try to add to the goddamn track and race somebody and have some fun, hell.
Well, I heard that. All right, guys, well, we hope they can come back on here next Wednesday and tell some stories of some race that took place this weekend.
So we got a rocking hell, hold on, Chris. We racing Rocking Hell July the 19th, and not one person out of all this talking tonight will lock in.
Not even for a small amount of money.
Is it the money
Randy,
or is it somebody that people don't want to lose no more?
Randy, I just offered you a lock in.
Only person I know that will lock in is Dusty. Everybody else talking, I done got you all confused and all mixed up.
Katrina said they'll lock in.
Man, I tried to lock in with Katrina the other night. They said 25 on 10. I tried to lock in two, and they left 500. They left 500. Fuck it up. Then they told me if I had to lock in two, I had to bet 15. I'm not doing all that with them no more. I ain't got a race for 15 piece. It's crazy. And then they're going to say that $500 me not meeting $2,500 is going to keep them from racing. A motherfucker that says $500 keeps them from racing don't want to race. Period.
Okay, Randy. Hey, Randy, what you want to lock in for?
I already told you.
What you want to lock in for? You want to lock
man,
in for?
We already had this conversation. Did we not?
We having it now. You saying you don't, you saying won't nobody lock, you say you want to lock in. You going to
no,
be
No, I
there.
Did not. No, I didn't say that. What I said is no, the only person that's locking with me tonight, Dusty.
Y'all
with the
you,
shit
you,
is what I said.
Hey, and where the shit is this right here. You say you want to lock in too?
Huh?
You want to lock in
too? AC. I think the problem is the goddamn pot, man, too high.
I ain't no pot too high. We
no, it's not the pot that's too high. It's the way they get it up there. They try to handicap you to where if you don't lock in what they want to lock in, then the pot has to go up. Or he said, if I didn't lock in 2,500, I had to give them lane choice.
Randy,
I'm not doing
Randy,
that. I ain't even got to race
hey,
y'all. I ain't even got to race
hey,
y'all.
Hey, Randy. I'm going to let you. You have it like Burger King now. We listening to you. What you want to do it? How you want to do it?
Man, I told y'all when y'all started that shit
hey,
the other
talk,
night,
hey,
I ain't got to race y'all.
Don't talk about what the fuck you told me. Just say what you want to do it for.
I don't want to race you.
How about that? Do it again and leave it alone.
It's been left alone, fool.
I'll
get to you when I get to you.
I know you will. I'll be waiting.
I ain't stupid. I know you will be.
I'll be waiting.
Yep, you are going to be waiting because ain't nobody going to race you.
I'll be waiting.
Except for Pig.
I'll be waiting.
You'll get it this year.
Yeah,
it's maybe not the
so.
First race.
Call me when I'm back in my prime. Let me get back to work later.
All right, guys, anything else before we close down tonight?
Everybody quit being so scary and go to church. Go to church this weekend, and maybe y'all won't be so bad come Wednesday.
All right, guys. Well, you all have a nice man. We'll be back with you next Wednesday.